Hi, this is Cam from the Nerdbook Review, where we strive to broaden your fantasy horizons. Man, it has been a long time since I've said those words. We put out our last episode a little over 4 years ago today. Now, this is a reintroduction episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about the old podcast, why it has been 4 years since we last released an episode, and how the podcast is going to be as we move forward. Now, those of you who have been listening to the podcast from the very beginning, there are a few of you actually, you know that I started this podcast with my wife, Katie. Her and I both read a lot of fantasy novels. We didn't talk about them very often, though, and I kind of thought that it would be fun to have a reason that we would sit down and talk about the books we read. Now, when it came to format, we both decided that we wanted the episodes to be spoiler-free. We would talk about how we liked them, the main plot, things like that. But one thing that our format limited us on was mostly we could only do first books in a series. Obviously, if you're getting into second and third books, especially with the grimdark novels that we both tend to enjoy, there's a good chance that main characters even are going to die. And if you're talking about one of those characters in a book two, clearly they didn't die in book one. So that's going to take away a little bit of the questioning of whether or not they're going to die in a specific situation where they might actually die in a grimdark novel. So, Katie, her big thing is that if she picks up a series, she's going to read every book that is out. Sometimes she's even going to reread all the books that she previously read when a new one does come out. So, we pretty quickly realized that if we were going to put out more than a few episodes a year, Katie was not going to be able to be the only person on the podcast with me. I didn't want to do it by myself. So then we started adding several of my friends, Casey and Barry, and especially Chris. I think Chris is probably on the most episodes, followed by Barry. There are a few other episodes that we put out that have more people. We actually have one that might have five or six. We're talking about the Red Rising books and that one. So the podcast evolved along to add on other people. I really enjoyed putting the podcast out. It was a highlight of my week when I got together to meet with my buddies. It's kind of hard sometimes when you're in your mid to late 30s to get together with friends. I might have been friends with these guys since college. All of them were fraternity brothers of mine, so we would also hang out in wider groups still sometimes. I know fraternities get a bad rap, but I think we had a good one, and I still have a large group of friends more than 20 years later now that I regularly hang out with because of that. In 2019, I'm starting to have to cut back on the number of episodes because of how busy I am. Katie and I, at this point now, had two children. We had an 8-month-old and a 4-year-old. I was also in the middle of a major house remodel. I mean, we're talking, we tore the house to the studs in the main living area. My father-in-law and I did every bit of the work ourselves except for the electrical and the HVAC. You don't want to screw those up. So that was taking up a lot of time. At this time, I also was expanding my business. And not only expanding it, but moving some things in a little bit different direction as well. So for about 10 years at that point, I had been mostly running heavy equipment, excavator and front-end loader, and loading dump trucks with cow manure. So we own dump trucks and farm trucks. So in the fall, we would haul like corn and sugar beets as well. But most of the time we hauled cow manure that got put out in these big long rows and then got composted. So at this point, 2019, I am in the middle of a house remodel. I have two kids. And that shift in work, we took on a big dirt work job with our largest feedlot contract. And I went from just sitting in a loader or an excavator and loading maybe a total of 10 loads an hour, but usually fewer, where I often got to just sit around for long periods of time otherwise. There was times at work where in an eight-hour day, I was able to read for 5 or 6 hours a day. Obviously, that helps get a lot of books done when you're able to read a lot while you're working. But once we started doing the dirt work, I did the actual like shaping. So then I was no longer able to sit and read during that time. After work, I obviously didn't have a lot of time between the kids and the remodel. And I was planning on taking about 6 more months to finish up the remodel. And then figured that at that point, we would then be able to get into recording some episodes again. Well, as we all know, 2020, we had a pandemic roll around. That disrupted things in a very large way, obviously. For a good solid year there, we weren't able to get together even if we wanted to. We did get together over Skype and record a couple of episodes that I just didn't particularly enjoy doing. I don't think they were our greatest episodes either. I'm not saying they were bad, but it just wasn't something that that I really enjoyed at the time. So roll on a little farther now, and Chris actually moved to England for a year, and Barry and his wife, they had their first baby. Also during this time, we ended up running into a problem at work where the guy that was actually turning the compost, this cow manure in these big long rows, he was doing a real bad job of showing up. Because he wouldn't show up on time, it'd be late. What we would end up having is our compost wasn't getting done when it was supposed to. And then we would have to be hauling at a time of year when we normally wouldn't be hauling. And during that time is when we would have those farm trucks running and hauling, you know, things like corn and sugar beets. So when our break should have been more like October, November, we were instead sitting there with nothing to do a couple months before that instead, and then having to put more cow manure out when we normally would have been hauling that corn and sugar beets. It was really screwing things up. So we asked the feedlot if we could get our own composter and take over. They agreed that they, too, were not particularly happy with how things were going. So we bought a composter and a tractor to pull that composter in 2021. And I took over running that composter. So I turn for about 8 months a year. I turn for about 50 hours a week. Obviously, that is a fair amount of time. But while we still had all of our dump trucks and everything, it wasn't that big of a deal. All the extra stuff, like cleaning up rows and doing maintenance on my composter, I would have employees take care of that stuff. So I had my 50 hours a week, but other than that, I got to go home and do my thing. It was actually kind of fun the first couple of years doing this. Running that loader off-road was starting to get physically tougher on me as I got a little bit older. And sitting in this tractor doing about a quarter of a mile an hour for 10 hours a day was obviously a whole lot physically easier to take care of, or it was a lot physically easier to handle. Last fall, our contract for the hauling the cow manure part was running out, and my dad never really got along very well with the general manager. They just didn't click, and my dad is that old school guy that if he thinks something's not being done correctly, whether it is or it isn't, and even if he is told repeatedly to do something differently, he just could not do that. So the relationship with my dad and the general manager of the feedlot deteriorated to a point where the general manager told us that we were no longer going to have that manure hauling contract, and that if my dad was still part of the company, that we weren't going to have the composting contract either. This composter and tractor are in the high hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment, so obviously we didn't want to lose that. My dad was in his 60s and he planned on retiring in 2 to 3 years, but I was able to come to an agreement with him where we sold all of the trucks and and then I'm going to pay him some extra. So he's going to make pretty close to the amount of money he would have made during this 3 years had he kept working. So now that extra 10 to 15 hours a week that employees were taking care of for me before is all on me. So now I turn for about 50 hours a week. I do about 8 to 10 hours of cleanup and another 5 hours of maintenance on my tractor and composter. I have to change the teeth on the composter quite frequently. Despite being hardened steel with wear plates on it, the teeth get worn out pretty fast, so that takes me a little bit of time every week. So about a year ago, I really started getting the itch to do the podcast again, but because of the work change, well, if I'm working 65 hours a week, obviously I don't have a lot of free time. Also, my four-year-old is now an eight-year-old, and he made a competitive soccer team this year. So he practices 3 days a week and has games on Sundays. The eight-month-old is now a four-year-old. She has gymnastics, and she also played her first year of soccer. This spring, did not care for it much. She doesn't want to play again this fall, which is actually kind of nice, but we'll see. I assume that in the next year or two, she will have decided that she wants to try playing sports again. So we'll, I'm sure, be even busier. So my average day, Monday through Friday now, I get up for work at 3 in the morning, and most days I don't get home till 7 p.m. I work a lot on Sundays as well. Then Saturdays we'll have kids' activities. Right now they both have swim lessons to go along with soccer. So not a lot of free time, which means that it will be very, very hard, no matter how much I want to do podcast episodes, to get together with Chris and Barry. So that means that as I relaunch this podcast, if this relaunch works in its current format, for about 8 months a year, maybe March through November-ish, then I'm going to be releasing episodes on my own. These episodes will be based off of me listening to audiobooks. So it's one thing as I move in this tractor at fairly slow speeds for very long periods of time. I've got plenty of time to listen to audiobooks, but very little time to read. If I look away from the machine for too long, it doesn't, even at a slow speed, it doesn't take very long for things to go wrong. As expensive as that is when things go wrong, I would prefer that not to happen. So I will be listening to audiobooks almost exclusively for about 8 months a year. We're still going to continue to do a mix of indie, SPIFBO, mostly authors, as well as some bigger books. But I think that I'm going to mostly be doing SPIFBO authors myself while I'm doing solo episodes. So if any of you are out there listening that have a audiobook they would like to send me a copy, then that is something that I certainly will be open to. I have the first three episodes lined up already. I finished my first one, which was actually last year's SPIFBO winner. And I'm going to start on one from a couple of years ago here in the next day or two. Start listening to that. So hopefully I'll be able to get these episodes out pretty rapidly. I'll be real honest. As excited as I am to start this, I am a little bit nervous that me by myself is not going to be nearly as entertaining or as good of an episode as that is with me and Barry and Chris, for example. But we're going to give it, I am going to give it my absolute best shot. I'm going to talk about both the story, the audio quality of the narrator as well. I'll keep all my old ratings, like whether they, I'll make sure to mention whether they're adult only, you know, teens can listen to them or whatever. I will also keep them spoiler free, just like we always did before. That's something that's important both to me and to my friends. And I'm just going to give it a shot. I'm going to see how it goes. I will continue putting out episodes unless people start telling me that they don't like to listen to them or our numbers drop quite a bit. It's really funny, actually. Our numbers haven't really dropped over the last 4 years of not putting out episodes. I think that there were about 7,500 listens when we stopped, so roughly 100 an episode. I know that that's not anything crazy big, but we've actually gotten close to 20,000 downloads in the last 4 years without ever producing an episode. So if some of those people stick around, even if just a few people end up listening or reading a book because of the podcast, and that's what I'm looking for. And obviously, I'm not thinking that this is going to become a primary career for me at any point. But I love to read, or in this case, listen to audiobooks. And I am excited to continue to see how things go. One thing, I've never been an audiobook a reading versus audiobook snob like some people are. But I did, for a long time, have some real issues with being able to focus and to listen to audiobooks. But the last 2 or 3 years, I've gone through the Wheel of Time series twice and the Malazan series twice on audiobook. Those are my two favorite series of all time. And I kind of got into things in the first place by listening to ones where I knew that if I did lose focus here or there, since I've already read them at least once, Wheel of Time, some of those books I've read 6 times before listening to an audiobook twice now. I knew that it wasn't that big of a deal. Well, I just kind of found that I trained myself over that time to do a better job of paying attention. Or if I realized I wasn't paying attention, to go back and restart. So I've now listened to several books where it's the first time I've listened to them since then. And I've enjoyed myself. I still do love to read, and on those times when I do have a chance to read, then I will definitely do that as a preference. So, at this point, I think I'm just kind of rambling on. I'm hoping to put out my first episode just a couple weeks after this. I've bought some mobile recording equipment. We'll see how they go. My tractor is fairly loud. I'm hoping that I can neutralize that sound in post-production, and that it won't be distracting for people. I'll probably have a clip of just how loud it is normally in here, just so you know. And then hopefully, even if there's a little bit, it won't be distracting. Once again, I will be solo for most of the year. Barry has talked about riding with me in the tractors on some Fridays. My tractor does have a second seat in it, and we might try and record an episode or two that way. I think that would be a lot of fun. But generally, it's going to be me on my own until the winter. Both Barry and Chris have already discussed specific books that they want to record, so we'll make sure I won't do those beforehand. And then I have a friend named John who has been listening to audiobooks of the Malazan books for quite some time now. And he has expressed interest this winter in talking about those. That'll probably be like we did with the Game of Thrones stuff, which was actually Katie, Barry, and Chris, along with myself, where we gave spoilers there and we just talked about things. And we'll probably try not to be quite so stupid about how we go about it at first. I think we took our shtick a little too long with that. But these, they'll be books that we won't give away like endings on. But we'll talk more about things in a way that you can't just talk about with the first book, probably. Malazan is so epic and so large. Obviously, that's just we're going to talk about things a little bit bigger scale than just the first book when we do that. So, I hope that you guys enjoy these episodes. Feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, or you can even email me at nerdbookreview@gmail.com and let me know how you feel about the episodes. If you think that they suck now and I should stop, feel free to do that. I'd prefer that you told me ways that I might be able to make things better. I know that one thing that I'm actually a little bit worried about with this, doing them myself, is I am the first to admit that I can get a little fixated on one thing here and there that might bug me about something, and I'm going to try to do my best to make sure that I point that out and then let you guys know that you can disregard that if it's not something that bugs you. The very first book that I'm going to be putting an episode out on, I had one thing that really bugged me about the narrator, but aside from that, both I love the story and the narration, aside from that one little thing that bugged me. So I'll make sure that I point that out, but that I'm trying to generally not let that affect my entire review. I think Chris was really good at calling me out on this if I happen to get into that. So hopefully, even though I'm solo, I'll try to have a little more self-awareness. So, done talking. Looking forward to putting out new episodes, and thank you if you are coming back to this podcast.